This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 310, the big picture for an IELTS speaking 8.5.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we hear how Dennis, a student in our course, was able to gain confidence and lose anxiety, increasing his listening score to an 8 and his speaking score to an 8.5. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have an awesome student guest today. Dennis, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine, thanks.
And where are you from? Where are you talking to me from?
I'm from Russia, Moscow.
Okay, awesome. It's amazing to me the breadth of the reach that I can have now. I get to talk to students from all over the world. Okay. So Dennis, we've been waiting to record for like months.
Yeah, something like that.
So Dennis was actually one of the first Writing Wizard winners in our course. And that was originally what we were going to talk about, but that was a couple months ago. So Dennis, you've been working, but now you're on holiday, right?
Right. That's correct.
And how long are your holidays in Russia?
It depends. I'm from Kamchatka, and there it's kind of about 2 months. It could be surprising for you, you know, really long kind of, yeah. But here in Moscow, it's about a month, so.
What happens during that month? Are like the shops closed? Is like no one working?
No. I mean, there are no holidays. I'm on my leave.
Oh, so you just get to take that month or two, like whenever you want?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. All right. Fantastic. So, what we are talking about today is the increase in your listening and speaking scores. So,
that's correct.
Before you got into our course, what were your listening and speaking scores?
My listening was something like 7.5 and speaking like 7. I suppose 7, yeah.
All right.
It was kind of a year ago, and I don't remember exactly.
But yeah. I mean, okay, so those are still good scores. I mean, most students like would be super happy with the 7. So what made you decide that you needed some extra help? What made you feel the need to seek out our course to get those increases?
Well, to begin with, my listening scores were inconsistent. They were kind of jumping from 7 to 6.5 to 7.5 from time to time. And as far as I needed all 7s, at least in all the sections, I needed kind of some consistency. And I also had some issues with reading from at the beginning. And then when I started to listening to your podcast and then enroll to your course, I kind of eliminated that issue with the reading, but still I've got some issues with the writing.
Okay. All right. And the speaking, so you were already, I mean, obviously our listeners can hear that you sound fluent, you sound confident.
Thank you very much.
Your first language accent is almost like non-existent. I mean, your pronunciation is fantastic. Yeah. So
thanks a lot.
Let's talk about the speaking. All right. So, okay. First of all, just to backtrack a little bit. So your listening was inconsistent. You enrolled in the course. You ended up increasing that to an 8. We'll come back to that in a little bit. And the speaking was around a 7. And what kind of increase did you see?
Well, now it's 8.5. So I don't know. Actually, in the course, I learned to not worry that much as I used to. also, I don't know, there are some kind of aspects that, you know, help you to deal with. For example, before enrolling to your course, I was really worrying about, you know, tiny details. And now I'm even if I make, you know, really dramatic mistakes, but I'm kind of I'm not losing my face. I'm continuing, you know, you know, the response. Everything's okay. For example, the test before my last test, I had something like 7, but I stopped in the task 2, and I've made a mistake saying something like, "Oh, I've forgotten the word." So, but anyways, I was I don't know. I started the test with a joke. It was not my, you know, intent to start, you know, joking around and everything, but it was kind of, yeah. And so I think it was some kind of impression on the examiner that I've, you know, made.
Definitely. Yeah, no, for sure. Humor. I think we actually have a whole podcast, a whole episode about that. How humor just, it helps everyone relax, you know? there's a lot of advice in our course that it's not just focused on you, the student, or you, the candidate, right? It's focused on what the examiner is looking for. And I think that's a lot of the times in a lot of courses and IELTS textbooks, you don't think about that side. When actually, that is a huge part of the equation, right? Like there is another person involved in this score besides yourself. So how can we positively affect that person? And humor, making jokes, especially like sort of self-deprecating jokes, like if you make fun of yourself a little bit.
Yeah,
so,
some kind of that.
But yeah,
it's not forced out, for example, because if you're trying to force it out, it's kind of
ludicrous.
Yeah.
It's weird. And then it's just awkward. And that's the opposite of relaxed. So we don't want that. Hey guys, Jessica here. If you are ready to gain confidence and stop worrying about the details and increase your IELTS scores, check out our course today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, cool. So our course sort of just opened your mind a bit to approach things with less anxiety, right? Mm-hmm. And we have a whole module in our course about anti-anxiety. But for the speaking, are there any like specific things that you learned in our course that you feel like really helped you on test day?
For speaking section, I don't really know because, you know, it was the last section and I did it really fast and it was quite easy for me. I don't know. I didn't feel like, you know, there was some kind of enlightenment in my brain, like, whoa, that's the part I was missing. It's kind of the whole section that I just did it and somehow it improved me, like, you know, the emotionally I just started to, I don't know. It's hard to express, you know, that feeling, but
that's all right. No, that's excellent. I like the big picture part that you're giving us because it's, you know, it's not always about, oh, I learned these two idioms and that's why I passed the test. Like, and that's what you're getting at is that we can't really focus on the details that those are distracting. Some of the questions we get from listeners that are like, is this sentence grammatically correct? And my answer is like, it doesn't matter that having this one correct sentence that you probably won't use on test day. Like, this is wasting your time. This is distracting.
That's for sure. And you need loosen your nerves and you can fail the exam. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, let's go back to listening then. Is there anything that you feel that really pushed your score up in listening?
Yeah, with listening, it was, you know, the other, kind of not the same story as with speaking because actually, there were some issues with listening because before enrolling the course, I was really kind of trying to push forward before the exam. Like, you know, when the exam starts, they give you some time to read the, for example, question 1, question 2, like, you know, get used to the questions. And I always, before enrolling the course, I always skipped all these things and went to the part three, trying to, you know, to deal with the most terrible and frightening questions.
Right.
But it's kind of, you know, you're winding up yourself and you're losing everything because of that, because the first part is really slow and relaxed, and you should, you know, relax beforehand before you started, you know, to do everything. So that particular thing helped me a lot, you know, and it was in your course.
Yeah, so the listening strategies that Dennis is talking about, I mean, it's for someone of Dennis's level, this is a common mistake, very common mistake on IELTS, because section one is super easy. Section two is even easy for you guys, right? And so you're thinking, oh, well, I don't really have to like focus on strategies right now. No, I'm gonna beat the system. I know it's telling me to look at the section one questions, but I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna go to section three, and I, you know what I mean? And it's like you're trying to like game the system. You guys, you can't do that, right? IELTS is designed very well, you guys. It's been vetted and tested and validated for years and years amongst millions of candidates. Like, this is a well-designed test. So this basic listening strategy is just trust what they're telling you. If they tell you to look at the questions, look at the questions, underline keywords, focus, right? Focus on one thing at a time. And this, again, this goes back to this theme of just not distracting yourself with details and anxieties. It's the same message as what we've been talking about in the speaking. So guys, don't worry yourself and get yourself worked up by looking at section four and thinking like, oh my God, I don't even know what this topic is about. What? Ah. And then you're freaking out about section four, but then section two is starting and you have to, you know, and it's just, oh, it just sounds messy and it's not going to lead to the highest score. So that's fantastic. I love how, and again, guys, like our listeners know we don't rehearse. We don't, you know, edit our podcast. This is a real cohesive idea that has come out of this, guys, for all of our listeners. What has helped Dennis to increase his listening and speaking scores? It's this big picture, big idea of don't beat yourself up, right? Like don't make things harder for yourself. Only focus on what you have to at the time. Yeah. And then of course, practice. I mean, I know Dennis, you have done a lot of practice. You're doing mock tests. You've done real exams. You're a very hardworking student. So that's fantastic. It was so good to hear what has helped you in these areas. And guys, if you are interested in more experience with these strategies and seeing our step-by-step system to feel confident on exam day, please go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right. Awesome. Dennis, is there any last bit of advice you can give our listeners today?
Maybe read as more as you can, because it really helps with everything.
Yes. I love that. That is my best advice also. And not only for IELTS, just in life. Just read, you guys. Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on today, Dennis.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good day.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.